Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Consciously Blooming with myself, your host, Natalie Green. I am so happy to have you all here today. This episode, I wanted to talk about how you talk to yourself. This is a topic that is very near and dear to me. It matters quite a bit to me because I have gone through quite a bit of negative self-talk in my life, as I'm sure everyone has, and it just really impacts everything in your life. So I think it's a very important conversation that you need to have with yourself and to address those thoughts. And so I'm going to get into that today. Now, as per usual, I will kick things off with what I'm into and what I am up to. For starters, what I'm into is eating slowly and not scrolling social media during my lunch breaks anymore. I mentioned implementing this a few podcasts ago, I believe, and it has honestly, feels very refreshing. And they say that a big thing in incorporating mindfulness is eating slowly and really listening to your body. So I've been eating slowly during my lunches, and this sounds weird, but just trying to really chew my food. I am a very fast eater, so it's really easy for me to just fly through whatever I'm eating and not really take as many moments as I could be to enjoy what I'm eating and every single bite of it. And so I've really been trying to do that. And instead of scrolling social media, I've been listening to TED Talks. I'm really working on networking this year in 2023, and it's going to be beneficial both for my personal life and for my work life. So I think just listening to those TED Talks is really beneficial during my lunch break to just better myself while also, you know, still being entertained, but learning. And then jumping over to what I am up to is starting spring cleaning. So the weather is starting to change. We're getting more warm days, still a ton of rain and clouds in Southern California, but it is starting to get a little bit warmer. And so I'm going to go through my closet and get rid of a whole bunch of stuff and just cleaning those weird nooks and crannies in my apartment that have not seen any TLC in a very long time. I'm going to clean those out and just really get the apartment feeling fresh and clean for spring. Now, jumping into our topic of today's podcast, and like I said, that is how you talk to yourself. So I'm sure you've heard the term self-talk. It's really just what goes on in your head on the day-to-day. It's your inner dialogue, per se, and it's what you say to yourself when things are going great, when things are going poorly, when nothing's happening, during the mundane. We all have that inner dialogue. That is what self-talk is. It can be positive or it can be negative, really. And it can also be neutral. Like I said, during the mundane, it can just be neutral. But today, I really want to address negative self-talk and the impacts that it has on our self-image and how we view ourselves, how others view us, etc. But first, I'd like to kind of give an explanation of what negative self-talk is. I'm sure at one point or another, we've all experienced negative self-talk in our lives. It's really when that inner dialogue of our own self-critic about what we cannot do or what we're just not good enough for is essentially limiting our belief on ourselves and our abilities. It's when that narrative just takes hold of your brain and just starts going about why you're just not good enough. It's so self-deprecating, and it's just one of the most negative impacts in our lives, really, because that's you talking about you. How sad is that? That you have those hateful, hurtful feelings about yourself and they're running amok, really, writing their own narrative, making you feel poorly. Now, there are several very notable impacts that having this negative self-talk can have. And number one is, of course, how you view yourself. If you're taking all of that time to just self-deprecate and say bad things about yourself, you're not going to think you're that awesome, are you? You're not going to realize all of the amazing things that you can do, that you're capable of, and that you are. You're only going to see the things that might be limiting you or the things that you're just not that great at. They might just need a little work. That's what you're going to hyperfixate on, and that's all you're going to see yourself as. And because you view yourself in this negative way, as incapable, as not good enough, you will lose out and miss out on so many opportunities because you don't think you're capable. What if you have this opportunity to go kayaking
on the ocean. And you're like, no, I'm just not strong enough. I'm not capable. It's just not worth it. Okay, so you think you're being practical because maybe your physical abilities, maybe you're not strong enough, or maybe you're just some kind of thing like that. But then you're losing on that opportunity for memories of a lifetime. Like, so what if it's a bit of a struggle or a little bit exhausting? Think of those memories you're going to get out of that. And you will have missed out on that opportunity because you think you're incapable. Or a better example is, what if you have an opportunity to go paint some mugs with friends and you just think, oh, I suck at art. I'm just going to be so embarrassed because I'm not good. I'm just not good enough. I'm not as good as my friends are. So I'm just not going to go. Okay, you're missing out on all of those opportunities with your friends. You're missing out on painting a mug, which is super fun in my opinion. And you're just holding importance into something that is not the focus of why you're doing that activity, right? You think that the focus of the activity is painting a mug. Wrong. The focus is that you're getting to spend time with people you cherish, people you care about, people who care about you. And that positive outcome from that event, you'll miss out on because you don't think that your artistic abilities are good enough, or that you're just not good enough. And so you'll lose on that opportunity to make those memories with friends. That's kind of a silly example, but it just kind of puts into perspective how our brains can make things that are so minuscule just seem so important. And they're just really not. They're just not. And you lose focus of the big picture with just spending time with others and growing and making memories. This negative self-talk also impacts how you view others. You might view them more highly than yourself. They're also just human beings trying to figure it out. You sit there and think about how incapable you are or how you're just not good enough, but for some reason you think they're perfect. You think that they can do everything and that they don't struggle with their mental health or thinking that they're not good enough. No. Everyone is just a human being figuring out what life is, really. There is no user manual, no human being popped down on earth thinking, wow, you know what? I've actually figured all of it out and I am awesome. No. And it's great to think you're awesome. I love that. But I don't think anyone just popped on this earth thinking that they were just it. You know, they were the best thing that ever since sliced bread. But like I said, everyone has moments that they really don't like themselves, and that's so okay. The most buff guy in the gym is probably very bummed out sometimes. He just might think he's not good enough, and it might have nothing to do with the gym. The prettiest girl you see walking down the street, I guarantee she has moments where she doesn't think she's very pretty, or she might not think she's very smart. It could be literally anything. Everyone is insecure in some way, shape, or form, and they have moments where they have negative self-talk. So you're not special in this terrible way that you're the only person who has these negative feelings and these negative self-talk thoughts and narratives. Everyone has them, and don't put people on a pedestal. We are all equal. We were all created equal. We were born equal. We will die equal. Nothing changes that. But do not think that anyone is better than you. They might be better at something than you, but that doesn't mean you can't work to be at least good at that. I mean, I have a friend who was a phenomenal and is a phenomenal artist, and she is a better painter than I could ever be. But that doesn't mean I can't work really hard and become a great painter as well. I might not have the natural talent that she does, but I can still put in effort and meet my goals. There is no block that says you can't do, or at least try to do, something that someone else can. But negative self-talk also impacts how others view you. If you don't like yourself, you're going to be way more hesitant to engage with others. You're going to be way less self-confident, and you're just going to doubt every move you make. And that just doesn't give off the right energy to have others approach you, for them to give you opportunities, just to really invite you into their life. And so having this lack of social interaction will probably lead to more negative self-talk. It's kind of a vicious cycle, and you'll think, wow, they don't like me because I'm not good enough, because I'm not cool enough. No, they can tell that you lack self-confidence and that you're super insecure, and it just doesn't really attract others to want to be around you. I mean, they say that confidence is key. Fake it till you make it. I 100% believe that. You obviously don't have to be cocky. You don't have to be the flashiest person in the room, but it's so obvious when someone loves themselves. And this isn't narcissism. This is self-love. There's a huge difference. And you can tell when someone loves themselves because they're so open with others. You can tell that they care about what others are saying because they have room to care about others because they care about themselves. They're not totally engulfed in that self-hatred. They can look outwardly because they're comfortable inwardly. But jumping off of that, if you don't think that you're capable, you might turn down something like a promotion or a project that your boss offers you. They might also view you as incapable or simply not a team player just because you don't think you're capable enough to take on that promotion or to take on that project. And so they're just going to see that you don't believe in yourself. So why should they believe in you? I mean, they're not going to just give you this confidence, just believe that you're capable if you don't think you're capable. I mean, they're your boss. At the end of the day, all they know is what you're going to tell them and your work. But if they see your work and they're like, oh, she's definitely capable, but you say, no, I'm not. I don't believe I am. Then they're not going to want to put you on that project or give you that promotion, right? While you might fully be capable, they don't know that they should believe in you because you don't believe in you. You need to be your number one fan because no one else is going to be your fan if you don't believe in yourself first to take those chances, to take those opportunities. And it's hard to do that if you don't believe in yourself and all of that negative self-talk is just engulfing you in this whole narrative of a spiral that just says you're not good enough. Now, here's the good part, or the work as I like to say it, how to improve your self-talk. First of all, take a moment to listen to this. Now, this seems very counterintuitive, right? But don't internalize what you're hearing. Just take a moment to listen to this possible spiral that you are weaving and how it's just a narrative. It's just your brain. It's pulling these thoughts and these emotions out of thin air. Use your critical thinking to figure out why this might be happening. What is triggering this narrative to even begin? What happened that made you decide that you were incapable, things never work out, and you're just not good enough? What triggered that? And take a moment, like I said, use your critical thinking and evaluate where that came from. Sometimes it's just your ego. Maybe your ego was wounded and you're thinking, wow, okay, guess I can't do that. Guess I suck at that. Maybe it's time to just check your ego. Really, at that point, I have to do that very frequently. If I'm feeling self-conscious or my negative thoughts just start ruminating, I'm like, oh no, that's just my ego. It's just wounded and I need to get over it and I need to work on that because clearly the ego is a little strong there. But also, thoughts and feelings are not always reality. Sometimes I feel really annoying. Towards my friends, especially, I'll be texting them over and over again, not blowing up their phones, but it kind of feels like it, just to try and get details or to like plan something. And I'm a planner. I'm a type A planner. So I've got everything down to the T. And my friends are more easygoing, go with the flow kind of people. And you know, they work. They also work and they cannot have their phones on them at all. So I feel, for some reason, my negative self-talk just thinks they're not responding because you're annoying and they actually don't want to hang out with you. That puts me in such a sad mood. And I swear that's when the narrative comes out. That's when the spiral starts happening. And I hate that it happens rather frequently because it's such a lie. If my friends didn't like me, they would just ghost me or something. They don't have to be my friends. They owe me nothing. But it's just this strange narrative that I just start going down this little rabbit hole, and it's that negative self-talk, and I have to pull myself out of it, and I do because I use my critical thinking and just, you know, go back to they owe me nothing. They don't have to be my friends. They're choosing to be in my life because they care about me. And even if they do think I'm annoying sometimes, everyone thinks everyone's a little annoying, you know? You could think your best friend is annoying sometimes. That doesn't make them not your best friend. You still absolutely adore them, right? They can just be a little annoying. Them being annoying means nothing. So use your critical thinking. Take a moment to stop the spiral and just pull yourself out of those emotions that might be just totally crushing you. My second tip is to view yourself as a masterpiece, but to also view yourself as a work in progress. I am striving to improve myself each and every day, and I know that you are as well. I mean, that is why you're listening to a wellness podcast. And I try to remind myself that I'm striving to reach my highest self. If you're not familiar with this term, it is the highest self is the self that you visualize that you want to be. I know that we are all innately kind and patient and joyous beings, and that is the root of your highest self, and that is what I want to achieve. I know that it's probably not possible for me to completely always be kind and patient and joyous, but the fact that I am even trying, the fact that you are even trying, the effort that we put into trying to become better people each and every day is enough. That is enough. Even if you never reach perfect happiness, pure joy, patience, kindness, etc., that doesn't matter. You're trying, and that's really all we can do. And you need to take a moment to appreciate that you're trying, to really just appreciate yourself for putting that effort in, and to battle that negative self-talk is just to remember, I'm trying. That is all you can do. I'm trying my best. And that is good enough. That's all you need to do is just try. That brings me to my third tip, is that when you hear a negative thought pop into your head, say 5 things you like about yourself. This can be anything. It can be physical. It can be a trait of yours, i.e. I like the color of my eyes, or I like my honesty, something like that. You need to say 5 of them, and that will counteract that negative self-talk over time. I promise you, it works. That also connects to talking badly of others. You need to think of 3 nice things about that person. When we speak poorly of others, it is often a reflection of an insecurity that we have. I'm also a firm believer that our immediate thoughts are what have been programmed by society. Like, let's say you see someone and you don't particularly like their outfit. So your brain immediately goes, that is an ugly outfit, which hopefully you never think those things. But you know, sometimes those negative thoughts get us, right? And then your second thought is, wow, that is so rude. I cannot believe I just thought that. I'm not like that. That is not what I would want to embody. That is not a thought that I'd want to put out in the universe, because I think that everyone should express how they feel. Everyone should have their own way to express themselves. And I hope she feels good in that outfit. I hope she likes that outfit, you know? You go from that immediate view that was, I think, programmed by society to just be negative and judgmental, back to that second thought that is your conscious self realizing how cruel that was and that it was so unnecessary and you don't truly believe it, taking it back. So that's why you're going to say 3 nice things about that person after that thought. So if you thought that girl's outfit was ugly, your brain thought it, you go back and you think, I like her courage to wear what she wants to wear. And you know, she could be thinking the same thing about my outfit. Remember that as well. But I like that she has the courage to wear what she's wearing. I like her hair. That could be it. And maybe you do find some aspect of her outfit that she is wearing. Maybe I like her shoes. All of this is very superficial, right? But it's important. All of it's important in rewiring your brain. You're changing these neural connections, and it's just going to have the biggest impact on you and how you view others and how you impact others' lives and your own. My next tip is to not be afraid to talk to yourself. This can actually be very motivational and help strengthen your ability to have a better handle on your self-talk. My example is that when I'm in a workout, maybe let's say I'm in Pilates and I want to give up on some part of the workout and it's a very hard ab portion or something like that. And my negative self-talk comes in and thinks, nope, I can't do this. I have to take a break. I cannot keep doing this. In reality, I can. It just burns, right? And that's the point. That's why I pay money for the classes. So I change that negative self-talk of I can't, I'm going to fail, to I can totally do this. It's like 30 more seconds. I can totally do this. I know I'm strong. I know I'm capable and I can kill this. So that has helped my workouts. I'll tell you what. So let the positive self-talk, should I say, let it run free. Talk to yourself. It can be out loud and it can be in your head. Just do it. Don't be afraid of it. Now, this next tip, I'm going to try not to get emotional about because it might be silly, but treat yourself as a friend or family member. when I'm having those thoughts or reflecting on some of the negative self-talk I've had or how I felt about myself, and I imagine one of my friends or my family members talking to themselves that way or thinking about themselves, it breaks my heart. It absolutely breaks my heart. I would never want them to talk to themselves like that or think about themselves like that. And it just absolutely destroys me. And you know what? That brings me into loving yourself. If you wouldn't want your friend or family member to think that way, why would you think that way? Why would you beat yourself up like that? Love yourself. At the end of the day, practice compassion for yourself. You are the only person who knows exactly what you've been through, what you have seen and what you have felt. Everything, every moment of your life, it's been only you who can know all of that. No one will ever know you as well as you know yourself. And that can be really scary, but you need to cherish that relationship as such a wonderful, wonderful meaning relationship. Spend the time to get to know yourself. Show yourself compassion and try to love yourself more than anyone else. And I don't mean this in a narcissistic way. I mean, just love yourself in such an undying manner. And you don't have to ignore your flaws, right? Just know that you could grow in certain areas. Don't think you're perfect, but love yourself for your perfections and your imperfections. Now, this brings me to my last two tips. I know I've got quite a few. Negative self-talk has been an issue in my life, so I have a lot of remedies for it that have worked for me. In all honesty, these tips have worked for me. So moving on to the last two is self-care. I referenced this when I said spend time getting to know yourself. Take time to do some self-care. I'm taking care of myself because I love myself. You need to remind yourself that every time you take a moment to do something that brings you joy, that brings you growth, that is taking time to get to know yourself. You are fighting those negative thoughts of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I don't love myself with your actions. A few examples of self-care. It depends on you, what you like to do. It could be meditating. It could be working out. It could be hiking, spending time in nature, reading, cleaning, baking, anything. Anything that is taking a moment to be with yourself, to just acknowledge your thoughts, to just let your mind roam free if it wants to just take time getting to know yourself and to spend time doing things you love. That is self-care. And lastly is positive affirmations and a gratitude practice. I talk about this on probably almost every episode, really. Positive affirmations, whether you do or do not believe in it, give it a chance. I swear it will have the biggest impact on your mood and especially your self-talk, because if you don't think you're capable, if you start saying out loud every day that you do believe you are capable, your brain's going to program to think and to know that you are capable. So a few positive affirmations that I do are, number one, everything works out better than I could have ever expected. Number two, I embody my higher self and she is what the world sees. Number three, I deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be happy. The universe wants us to be happy. We just have to choose whether or not we're going to accept that happiness and the opportunities that it presents to lead to that happiness. Closing everything off is with a moment of gratitude. I do this every night. I go through all of the things I'm grateful for, including myself and this life that I have been given, this life that I live that is filled with so many people and friends and family that love and care for me, and friends that I don't even know yet that are going to care for me. Just a wonderful existence, really. Just take that moment to be appreciative, and it will just give you the best positive boost ever. How could you not be happy thinking about all the blessings, big and small, in your life that just make things wonderful? My closing thoughts is, of course, that negative self-talk holds us back from reaching our full potential. So why let it? Fix it. Change it. Don't let negative self-talk and your false belief that you are not capable and that you are not good enough hold you back. Because it's not true. You're just lying to yourself. Stop lying to yourself and take a moment to rewire your brain each and every day, because you are becoming your highest self each day that you put in effort. I will close with a quote. It's kind of a long one, but I think it's very applicable, by Brené Brown. And she says, Stop walking through the world looking for confirmation that you don't belong. You will always find it because you've made that your mission. Stop scouring people's faces for evidence that you're not enough. You will always find it because you've made that your goal. True belonging and self-worth are not goods. We don't negotiate their value with the world. The truth about who we are lives in our hearts. Our call to courage is to protect our wild heart against constant evaluation, especially our own. No one belongs here more than you. Now, with that, I will end this episode on how to talk to yourself and ending negative self-talk. And I am so grateful that you were here to listen to the episode today. I hope you have a wonderful week and keep consciously blooming into your best self.